government is mindful of the overburdening taxes also that it introduced on fuel prices locally, I'm sure there will be a healthy balance to reduce some of the taxes in order not to overburden the people simply because it needs to raise revenue. Government is getting a windfall from the international market, and we think that government should be magnanimous enough to also ease down on some of the taxes that it introduced at the time when world market prices had gone below $30 per barrel. The taxes, again, are quite too high, and something ought to be done about them immediately.
Right, Mr. Maso, do you think the demonstration will compel government to ease down some of the taxes?
Indeed. If the demonstration doesn't yield what we are asking for, we have another plan.
What is the plan?
We are saying that the high fuel prices in the country today, 1 liter of petrol in Ghana is above $1. What it means is that by the time I buy a gallon, I'm paying almost $5 for a gallon. We think that that is disincentive that the transport community is not helping also individuals who even have to buy petrol to go about their day-to-day duties.
What is the next line of action you plan to take? We want to know. In case the demonstration does not yield the results.
We will now roll the second phase to go and not only picket, but we will sleep at the ministry, we will sleep at the Flagstaff House.
How is it possible to sleep at the Flagstaff House, Mr. Amwa? You know, that is impossible. How are you going to do that?
Indeed, what you term impossible is very possible because it is a monument for Ghanaians. The ministry is a monument for Ghanaians. And if what we are asking for can be granted, we'll go and sleep with them.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Information, Mustafa Hamid, says it is the legitimate right of every citizen to demonstrate to register their displeasure. He said government will consider their petition and remove some of the taxes.
Demonstrations are legitimate tools of protest. I mean, people have a legitimate right to protest about anything that they do not feel good about. And so the demonstration tomorrow, if indeed they've gone through the processes and they have formed the police and they are going to be protected, it's legitimate. As for fuel price hikes, yes, fuel price hikes affect everything. Right now, there's a marginal increase of 8% on fuel, which is what they are protesting about. Whilst I am not saying that 8% is small, even percent increase in anything is still a percentage increase. So 8% in their estimation is quite too much, and so they want to protest.
And you don't see anything wrong going against the backdrop of statements you made earlier before coming into government, that the government was overtaxing Ghanaians by increasing fuel prices.
Since we came, we have reduced a number of the taxes on fuel products, which will tell you that, for example, since February, from $47 a barrel, fuel prices have continuously skyrocketed. It is because of our decrease in the taxes that has allowed us to have these rates that we have today. So I'm telling you that on the international market, there is increases in crude, which will affect every nation. Now, in our case, from that time, the time it was at $54 per barrel, fuel was 4 cedis 32 pesos per liter. Today, after all these increases, it's 4 cedis 69 pesos per liter, which is 8% increase. So the increase is very marginal, even relative to the international increases that we have. But we are saying that there are some that are within the remit of government. And those that are within the remit of government, like the taxes, we've taken them off, which is why we are here, which is to suggest to you that if it was another government, perhaps it would not be 4 cedis 69 pesos. Perhaps we would have been talking 6 cedis or 7 cedis or so. So I'm saying that whatever it is, our reduction of the taxes has helped us to be here. But if the people are demonstrating, which I have acknowledged is legitimate, and then beyond that, we want to see that we should cut more of the taxes further, government will consider it.
You heard the Minister of Information, Mustafa Hamid, talking to Ibrahim Kwating.